We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, congratulations on the win last Friday against Chautauqua. That was a battle of undefeateds. And when I saw the score at one point last Friday, and you guys were up, I think it was at least two scores, and then seeing the final score after that, and it sounded like your boys did some good things and beat a really good team.
Yeah, you know, our kids were pretty motivated, played pretty angry on Friday. I mean, they really executed really well, and they hit real hard, and we did a bang up job. I mean, we won the turnover battle. We did about everything right that you could, except for keep zeros on the scoreboard.
You know, how big is this win for you guys? You know, right now you're at the top of your district, but that's got to feel good, especially when a couple of times here on the Area Coach's Corner, we have brought up Chautauqua, and you mentioned that how good they were, and, you know, just how good of a win is this for you guys?
I mean, it's a good win. You know, they are by far the best team we've played so far, you know, and they had some really good kids who liked to hit, and they were athletic, and they were, you know, they had a lot of good pieces, but, you know, I mean, now we just got to move forward and focus on, you know, the next game, and hopefully that'll be the biggest game of the year, and we can just keep moving forward.
And you mentioned about some of your guys who really did some good things or stood out in the win against Chautauqua.
Well, you know, a lot of our young kids, you know, like Dustin Foster and Jaden Wilcox, they are my two freshmen that play a lot. They played really well. Dustin running the ball, I mean, he found holes better than he had all year. He really carried his pads well. He wasn't going down on the first hit like he did at the beginning of the year. So he's really grown. Jaden stepped in at fullback some, and he ran the ball well. But on defense, Jaden was a ball hawk. He had an interception. He caused a couple of fumbles. I mean, it was really fun to watch those two kids really step up and play well, and hopefully they keep that growth going.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, this seems kind of odd to have an open week in six man, but you know, how are you guys taking this week, knowing you don't play tomorrow night?
Well, we were going to beat each other up all week because we'd have a whole week to heal ourselves, but you know, that game beat us up a little bit. We had some bumps and bruises that we needed to nurse. So you know, we just went back to basics. You know, trying to get, you know, more crisp, more focused on the stuff that we do well, and then try to really improve on the stuff that we feel is the stuff, you know, the stuff that we don't do well. But yeah, we've just been, you know, taking it pretty easy on the guys this week, just because, you know, last week was a pretty hard hitting game, and we're just trying to, you know, get ourselves ready for that final push for, you know, the district title. So that means we get the bye week in playoffs, and you know, and then it means a lot of home games in playoffs. So that's all we're trying to do right now.
So how are you guys approaching the end of this week, you know, with today and, of course, tomorrow? How are you guys treating that?
We're treating it just like a regular day of practice. You know, we're not going to do any pregame or anything like that. We're just trying to focus on regular days of practice and trying to focus on, you know, fixing the stuff that we, you know, don't do well, and go from there. So, I mean, we're not doing anything too fancy.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Hey, thank you so much.
That is Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and Stewart Services, LLC, on KVOE, live and local.